This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
The hand of God satisfies, secures, sustains, supports, supplies, and strengthens. Is it not? In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 to 4, "Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years." In these four verses, the Lord wanted the people of Israel to take a look at their experience in Egypt and the deliverance. Number one, God led you. Number two, God fed you. Number three, God protected you. He led you all the way. It is not 1 or 2 years, but 40 years. I just can't imagine how their clothes did not wear out and legs did not swell. Only the Lord can do this. I'm sure you too have experienced the goodness, the faithfulness, and the hand of God. These experiences should not be forgotten. In verse 2, it says, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way." Remember. When we remember, it develops in us a heart of gratitude. It keeps us humble. And it also helps us to face challenges in life with boldness and courage. The one who has carried you thus far is sure to lead you into the future. The Lord wanted the delivered people to live a life of holiness and also to be distinct from the others. My friend, it is not important being delivered from, but delivered for is important. The Lord has a purpose, and so God satisfying, sustaining, supporting, strengthening, and secure hand is for us to enter the promised land. Remember how he led you. Or let me put it this way. Remember the hand of God. My friend, forgetfulness is the number one enemy of prayerfulness. My prayer is that as we looked throughout this week about the hand of God, we will listen to it once again, meditate on it, and just have a heart of gratitude. And if you do not know this God personally, call upon him. And the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This will be the season for us to come to the throne of grace and seek his face and experience the hand of God personally, so that you and I can say, his hand lifted me up. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.